Good morning. I can't get over what the heck I've had for the last month. So you gotta keep praying for me. I keep bursting eye blood vessels in my eyes, so I have all this pink stuff in my eyes, so it's been kind of like, ew, disgusting. And I was canceled Charlotte because I was in bed at 7 o'clock on Thursday night with a fever, and I started staying in the Divine Mercy Chapel throughout the night. I said, Lord, if you want me to get there, you're going to have to get there. And he broke my fever. I got there, got sick while I was there, and now sick again, and I got to go tomorrow in the morning at 6 a.m. to Long Island and preach there, and then I got to go Friday to Collegeville, Minnesota and preach there. So I'm asking for your prayers. The Lord gives me strength if this is what he wants. If not, then he can just knock me down and put me in bed for a week, and I can handle that too. So, but today, we need to focus on the Word of God. And all three of the readings deal with holiness. Huh? Be holy is what God tells Moses to tell his people. Paul's talking about you are the temple of the Holy Spirit. You are holy. And then in the gospel we hear that Jesus, who is God, says we must be perfect as our Father is perfect. Now, when most people deal with holiness, they think of holy people in very weird ways, ways that are not scriptural. They think of holy people as those people that spend all their time in the church and are kneeling there and doing that. Some of those people that spend all that time and kneeling in a church are nuts. You know that. They're just nuts. They spend, because they're afraid of the world, so they spend all their time here. Some, not all. You have the Carmelites that sit there and spend all that. They're not nuts. But some people, we think, oh, they're the holy ones, because all they do is pray. Is anywhere in the gospel, the first reading, or the second reading, do any of those three things you hear today talk about spending all your time in prayer? Not one. Every single one, when God looks at you and me and says to be holy, then he says, then you love your enemies. You do good to those who persecute you. Huh? For him, holiness, first of all, as we've talked about 1,000 times in our church, holiness is who you are the day you got baptized. You and I were made holy. We were set apart for Almighty God. Huh? Again, if I take a chalice and I drink Pepsi out of it because I happen to don't have anything else, it's a sacrilege because the chalice has been consecrated and set apart for God. You and I, by definition, were set apart the day you and I got baptized. So by definition, you and I are the temple of the living God. You and I are the place that Almighty God dwells. And if you and I are the place that where God dwells, then by definition, we're holy. Is there any questions? That's what the second reading talks about. So you and I must accept that. You know, I have a book that's coming out which I need to finish by next Tuesday, March 1st. So, again, it's something you got to pray for me because it's not done yet. So I got to get it done. And the book is called Surrender. And the whole book is dealing with holiness. And holiness begins when we surrender our lives completely to Almighty God. And we live the way that he wants us to live. We accept that he truly dwells within us. And we surrender to the God of the universe inside of us. And then we start living in such a way. Now, of course, the way you're going to do that is by being a person of prayer. But when you and I are really in prayer, we're not just saying a bunch of prayers. We're in there in our prayer, in our time, and our whole life becomes prayer because I'm listening to the Father and I'm saying, Father, what do you want me to do? Give me your orders. Make me do it. I am your slave. I exist to serve you and to please you. So that's what prayer does. We go to prayer so we can find the will of God in our life. And then when God looks at us and he says, okay, this is my will. I want you to love your enemies. Oh, I don't think so. I want you to pray for those who persecute you. I want the ones that you don't get along with, I want you to start thinking of them as your best friends, huh? I want you to start acting in the way that's going to make you live holiness. And again, I would encourage you to just spend time with the gospel. Spend time with that first reading. But here again, let's look at this together. You know, we want a revenge. And how many people go to daily mass still want revenge? Lots. See, sometimes we're just still pagans. We go to church all the time, but we still have a vengeful heart. We're not growing in holiness, even though if we go to daily mass. You might never miss mass on Sunday and hate somebody. Think about it. To hate anybody and to call yourself a Christian? That cannot be. If you and I have hatred in our heart, we need to repent. No matter what that person's done to you, you must repent. You can't approach this altar of love today with hatred in your heart. You just can't do it. And if you do it, you can bring a curse upon yourself. So the first thing you got to do to grow in holiness is you got to surrender that hatred and say, Lord, I hate this person, but I don't want to anymore, Lord. But I can't stop, Lord, by myself. So please, I surrender to your Holy Spirit. May your Spirit take control of my heart and my life and put love of this person in my heart. Because right now it's only got filled with hatred. I give you permission, Lord. I surrender my heart to you. Change my heart and put love there for this person. Now you're starting to grow in holiness, huh? He says, offer no resistance. If someone strikes you in the right cheek, turn the offer of the other. As I was with the Charlotte yesterday, we had about 700 men there. And I was sitting there saying something, and I says, gentlemen, if you come and hit me, I'm going to let you hit me. I'm going to turn the other cheek, but then I'm going to beat the hell out of you. I said, so turn the other cheek, boom, boom, but boom, then I'm going to kill you. It doesn't say you can't do it, it just says turn the other cheek. It doesn't say what to do after you turn the other cheek. But anyway, that's not very holy. But anyway, that's just part of the humanity of it all. And again, it says, give to everyone who asks of you. And again, most of us say, well, we have to really, and I'm big on this too, we have to really think about before we do that. I know. Love your neighbor and hate your enemy. God says, love your enemies. So again, what I encourage them and what I want to encourage each of us to do is we got to start putting this holiness in practice. And this holiness always has to do with other people. It doesn't have to do with our relationship with God. That's a given. Holiness has to do with our relationship with others and how we relate to them. So I'm going to ask you to really ask the Holy Spirit to reveal to those in your life the people you don't like, the people you have resentments against, the people that don't like you. And I'm going to ask you this week to write their names down on the piece of paper. Some of you, it'll be a very short piece of paper. Some of you, it's going to be a couple sheets of paper. And then when you write all these people's names down and keep them up, and don't play those games like, you know, again, when people come to confession to me, I say, oh, is there anybody you haven't forgiven or is there anybody you don't like? Oh, no, Father. Well, a lot of times it's because you haven't a clue about yourself, but you can tell the way you treat people, huh? There's people we don't like. There's people I don't like. There's people you don't like. I do have this list that I'm going to ask you to do. Hopefully none of you will ever see it. But none of your names are on here. But anyway, but there are names of, I ask you to put the names of people that you think have hurt you, that you haven't forgiven, that you resent, that you da-da. And then I want you to start praying for them. And I want you to ask the Lord to change your heart towards them, to fill you with his Spirit, to surrender yourself to the Lord, that those people that are really keeping you from holiness will now be an instrument of holiness for you, that you start to practically change. Huh? Now, this isn't easy, but it begins with a willingness for it. The command of God today isn't a suggestion. God commands you and me to be holy. Are there any questions? May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen.